Hi guys, this is Jake Gross, and I'm currently on a Skype call with David and Gabriel.
Hey.
Hey.
And for the last day or so, I've been creating a text-to-speech voice. You heard a sample of it on Any Audio, and it's still at 600 words. I haven't really worked on it all today. I uploaded the first build and the necessary runtimes you need, and I also uploaded installation instructions, so I thought I'd do a podcast on how to install it. So I'm not going to go over the downloading stuff and extracting stuff. You know, that's like really basic.
That's simple.
Yeah, that's simple.
Okay, and, well, I'm actually going to run if you're running Windows 8 or later, you need to run as admin, but I'm Windows 7 for whatever. Well, for whatever reason, I somehow disabled UAC, and I was able to, get my, my command prompt to run as admin by default.
Yeah.
So if you have UAC enabled, you'll need to run it as admin. So the command prompt icon, just press your applications key and find something called run as administrator and press enter on that. So without further ado, I'm going to
run dialog taxi colon desktop local disk.
I have the file extracted. Yes, I have the runtime installed. So I'm going to go into run dialog and type in cmd. Now I'm going to type since I extracted it to my, extracted to my documents folder, I would type cd space c colon backslash users backslash data jake backslash documents. But since I only have it in my main C drive, I'm going to type cd space c colon backslash
mnlp.
And now I'm in that folder. And let's say I want to install the SAPI interface for this. I would type in reg svr32, I'll type that.
regsvr32
space, and then I don't know if you could, I think you just type in circumsappy.dll. Let me try. Without a path, let me try it. I'll press enter.
CMMLP.
Did it work?
It's silent. Something will be coming up, I guess.
Dialogue OK button.
Yep, it said dialogue OK button, and it says
top OK. No next. Bottom OK. Regsvr32 dialogue DLL register server
DLL
in circumsappy DLL succeeded.
Maybe. In circumsappy.dll succeeded. So, alright, so I have the SAPI interface installed.
Face and mid.
Right.
Now, the next thing you need to do is
restore
close the command prompt,
edit, close CTEP, audacity, panel,
and then
run dialog,
C colon backslash MNLP, or in my case, I'm in the run dialog, and I typed in C colon backslash MNLP.
Yep.
And backslash MNLP.exe. And of course, you'll have to go into that folder and do run as admin on that exe if you're. I think I typed the password.
Okay, open. Backslash MN.
I don't know.
I typed it correct this time. Now I'm going to press tab twice.
Alright. Yeah.
And then I'll press space.
Space. Open TTS.
Now it's saying open TTS file. Now, this is where we need to navigate to the path where you downloaded the circumsappy DLL to. Or no, the jake.tts file too, which I'll do right now.
Type names, command mod, matrix, DMs, reload, the files, electroscap, level 4 TTS, level 5 search. Items, select. File, items.
Okay.
Now I'll press enter on jake.tts.
Okay.
And, well, it just said I could use it with a SAPI 5. It's registered DBs with SAPI 5. And it uses some random SAPI 4 voice they happen to have installed. In my case, I have the Russian Chatterbox engine installed, so NVDA spoke it, as well as a Russian SAPI 4 voice. I'll just press enter. And I'll press Alt+F4 to close this window.
Audacity, pad.
And
Skype, Gabriel, L, Audacity, icon.
And that's pretty much it. All I need to do is use it with whatever application. And if you have more RAM than I do, because I'm recording this on my legacy, if you have more RAM, the voice will be more responsive. So, you can hear a sample of it.
If you're like, If you're like me, who has a Mac with 8 gigs of RAM and you're using this in a VM, it should be responsive, because I've experienced VMs, and their Sappy 5 is pretty responsive.
Yeah, or at least it depends on the engine, so you never know. But it will most likely be responsive, assuming you have, like, 8 gigs of RAM.
Yeah. It, what's recommended is 8 gigs and higher. Jake's laptop, his new laptop, has 16 gigs, so his Sappy can be pretty responsive. I haven't heard it yet, but I'm guessing it's really responsive.
It's responsive, or it's sort of responsive. I mean, it also depends on how if you compile it using medium or large. In my case, I compiled it at medium, and how many phrases you have, so it really kind of depends on quite a few factors.
Right. Now, I gotta listen to that sample again, because I couldn't hear it that well.
Yeah.
So when I get out of this call, I'm gonna listen to that stuff.
I'm going to end this recording right now, because I think my parents just came home, or my dad just came home from going out somewhere, so I'll end this recording, but the call will still be up. So
I'm no longer
gonna say my contact info, because all I'm gonna say is my contact info is on my page. So
Skype Gabriel,
I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in my next podcast. Bye. Peace.